Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the sensible soccer podcast. This is Tariq joining you. This is the podcast where, given the chance, we would pass it to a 54-year-old Ian Rush and not Christian Benteke. So we talk about all the sensible things on the football pitch. Joining me as usual is Karan.
Hey guys.
And missing as usual is Vishal. Okay, Karan, this week we are training our guns on the other side of the Premier League table, because we need to sometimes talk about the side of the table that Chelsea are in. So let's look at the bottom half, or more specifically, the relegation battle. Like you put it, this is not the season you want to get relegated from the EPL.
Absolutely.
And the reason why?
Considering that the new TV deals which are going to be kicking in from next season onwards, teams that actually stay in the top division in England stand to gain that much more financially, and this is a huge, huge amount. Especially for smaller teams like probably say, a Stoke or a Swansea
or even
a Bournemouth who have actually been promoted this season. So they really stand to gain a lot, and financially that's going to be a huge, huge
incentive
for them to actually, go ahead and build for the future.
Okay, so let's look at the relegation candidates. Aston Villa, well, I think the relegation sureties. Even if you invoke great escapes of the past, whether it's a Leicester City very recently last season, or whether it's the famous West Ham
and Carlos
escape
Tevez
of
season,
2006,
which Neil Warnock still says didn't happen.
So even by those standards, Aston Villa seem absolutely lost.
Absolutely. The thing is, even there have been teams in the past who have struggled, who've had bad seasons and have gone down, and at times there have been teams who have, been able to beat the drop, as they would say, but they always had something to show. This Aston Villa team, from the start of the season, there is really nothing that I have seen which really convinces me that there's anything that they can hold on to survive.
So let's look at the bottom of the table then. We will look at maybe West Bromwich Albion at 26 points, at 12 positions, seem to be doing okay. Team that has been on a downslide, that's Southampton. Mm-hmm. They're on 24 points at 13.
Southampton, downward slide, but they recently beat Arsenal 4-0.
So you never know. Chelsea, mockingly called relegation contenders, but realistically, really, we do not expect a team with the class of Chelsea to go down.
Yeah.
Norwich City, again, kind of like Southampton. Blow hot, blow cold. Mm-hmm. Some great performances, some not so great. Bournemouth, who had been in the depths but have recently had a fantastic string of results. Swansea City started well, have dropped down to 17th. Mm-hmm. And then you have Newcastle, and then you have Sunderland. Among these teams, Newcastle and Bournemouth, mm-hmm, upward trajectories. Swansea and Sunderland, downward trajectories.
Yeah, well, Sunderland, to be fair, they've been on a downward trajectory since probably last season, let alone this season. So they haven't really built for success or built for survival over the past 2 years. They've been lucky, especially, I guess it was a couple of years back when Gus Poyet took over, and then they had that amazing run. That's another run that we could probably include in our great escapes. But having said that, that's not something that's going to happen season after season. You need to learn from your mistakes, and they just haven't done that. Okay, now, I guess the only ray of hope that I give Sunderland is Big Sam. Because he's experienced enough, and he's somebody who has been through these relegation battles in the past, and he knows what it takes to get teams out of it.
So they currently sit last from bottom.
Second last from bottom.
Just above Aston Villa at 19th. Mm-hmm. They are about 2 points off of the safety margin, but really, again, the margins are just as tight at the bottom of the table as they are at the top.
It is. I guess The funny thing is, just probably I would say a month and a half back, we were talking about teams like Swansea and Southampton, you know, probably finishing in the top half of the table, or maybe even top six if they've had a really, really good season. That is the kind of unpredictability that's been prevalent in the season and in the EPL this season, because 2 to 3 bad results in a row and you suddenly drop, or 2 to 3 really good results and you suddenly just
and
shoot
you're,
up.
You're looking at a very interesting slate of fixtures coming up, because a lot of these fixtures are now between the top teams at the top and these bottom teams at the bottom. So these are your proverbial six-pointers.
That's
all over the place.
Agreed. But if you actually take an example of, say, somebody like a Bournemouth this season, one thing that they actually did quite well was, yes, they didn't really have a great start to the season, but if you actually look at their stats, they didn't really lose that many games. They kept picking up, one point.
Yeah, they have 6 draws, they have 9 losses.
Yeah, and most of them would have been to the bigger teams. And then recently, they actually, when they finally hit form, they've actually beaten teams like Chelsea and United, and also have come from behind to draw against Everton. So there's a lot of unpredictability again in the way.
And
they
drew with the league leaders at that point of time, Leicester.
Exactly. So that's the thing. I mean, coming back to the point of Leicester now, this is a season where who would have thought that we would have seen Leicester and Chelsea in the opposite ends of the table?
Although for Leicester, it is, I mean, if there is a team in this table who can utterly enjoy this whole rest of the season without really getting caught in anything, it's probably Leicester.
Absolutely.
No wonder they bought champagne after they got the 40 points.
I'm sure there would have been some pizzas flying around.
Okay, so that's what the scene looks like. Karan, your picks for the ones that are going down.
Wow.
Other than Aston Villa, because really, let's not waste expertise there.
So, we need 2 more then, right? I'm going to say Newcastle and either Swansea or Norwich. So I'm going to go with Swansea. Because
okay, so you think Big Sam could probably pull Sunderland up. If you ask me, I think I would pick Sunderland as one of them, Swansea the other. Swansea primarily because of the turmoil they've had since the sacked Gary Monk. And Sunderland because they just do not seem to have that energy at the point. But like you said, you never know what a Sam Allardyce can pull off. Never underestimate the power of pie. So we will keep an eye out for that. And
the key is going to be the January window.
And trust us that at Soccer Sense, we look at both ends of the table. It's really when you are in the middle that you get ignored, like Everton.
Says the Liverpool fan.
That brings us to the end of this episode. You can find us on Stitcher at Soccer Sense. You can find us on iTunes if you use that for your podcast app. We are there on Soccer Sense. Subscribe and please listen to us. And the January window is open, so I think Karana's offer still stands. Subscription gets you
Paul Pogba on loan for the rest of the season.
All right, and this offer ends when the January window shuts. We'll also be talking about the transfer window after it's over. That's it for this episode. This is Tariq signing off along with Karan.
See you guys.
We will see you next week, hopefully, along with Vishal.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.